In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, last week you heard me read Pastor Folk's sermon, which he began with imploring the catechumens to keep the one true apostolic and Christian faith. Let me also, then, implore them, as I'm looking for them, I know they're here, but implore them and you to also keep the one true, holy, apostolic, and Christian faith. Why should we do this, though? Because Christ our Lord prays to the Father, saying that they may be one even as we are one. We can look around and see division in the church. Why? Because the devil and sinful man desire to undermine Christ and his church. For if we are divided, then the truth of Christ will be diminished. How does this take place? You don't have to go far to find it. Go down to Van Wert, or over to Van Wert, not down, or down the road to where St. Thomas Lutheran Church, or also called the German Church, and you will see it. You will see a multitude of Christian churches. So what does this mean? Are we one in many, or are we divided? I'll make it easy for you and get rid of the guesswork. We are divided. Yet through division, Christ will bring out his one holy apostolic Christian church. So what are some of the divisions that are in the church? Well, take your pick from the doctrines of the church, from baptism at the font to the Lord's Supper to the pastoral ministry, confession and absolution, justification, good works, and the list just goes on and on and on. Here at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Schum, we know that baptism saves, that in the Lord's Supper, the body and blood of Christ resides in it and gives us the forgiveness of sins. We know that there is more to the pastoral ministry than going away into the wilderness, reading all the scriptures and watching some YouTube videos, and then declaring, "I am a pastor." It instead takes years of learning the languages and the doctrines that come from the scriptures, and then going through examination from pastors to see if the applicant is meant to be a pastor. Why? Is this laid out in the scriptures? Do the scriptures write this way about it? No. If it were, well, some of our own church saints wouldn't make it. But the scriptures do command that the office of the overseer, or in our case, the pastor, be able to know the teachings of the church that Christ instituted. It is for this reason we have a strict requirement for the office. For we know the office that pastor has and that I aspire to is for one of great importance and should not be taken lightly. We know that Christ commands that confession and absolution of sins. We know that we are justified by Christ on the cross alone and not by our decision. I came to Christ, no. Or, look at the works I've done, no. We know that our good works are products of the faith given to us in baptism that the Holy Spirit works in. Yet, this is not the case in every church. Not everyone believes that baptism saves infants or adults, but instead, it is the individual showing that they have accepted Christ into their life. Now, They opened the door for Jesus. I am so glad they think we have that ability. Yet, we also know that not everyone accepts that Jesus' body and blood are truly physically present in the Lord's Supper. It's just a symbol, they say. It's a metaphor, it's a parable. If you didn't know that, well, you do now. And also, if you didn't know that other churches have a low view of the pastoral ministry, well, get ready, I'm about to enlighten you. There are some churches that allow people to become pastors because they say they read the whole Bible in a month, in half a year, in a year, and understand it ever so perfectly. What happens at these churches then? They get all sorts of teachings, not rooted in the scriptures, but from man's reason alone. Or, if they realize it or not, from ancient heresies. be it his fate, maybe it's just the calendar, but today is Mother's Day. And we give thanks for you mothers and soon-to-be mothers and mothers of the church, for you, that God has given us, you. How does a mother work with children then? How does she show the love of God to her children? By either spending long nights with them, helping them with homework, nursing them back to health when they are sick, or driving 12 plus hours to help them move out and preach. I'll let you read between the lines on that last one. We thank God for all of you. For if it was not for our mothers, we would not be here. I know personally that if it was not for my mother, I would not quite literally be here. For my mother pushed me to keep the one true, holy, apostolic faith of Christ. I can recount times that she would weep when I would stumble. But praise be to God for my mother. Now, fathers, I know I haven't talked much about you, but you are appreciated too. Pastor Fultz will cover that part when Father's Day comes around. Or if you are at another church, more than likely that pastor will say something then too. But finally, we give thanks for the one that has brought us to this. To Christ, who through his death and resurrection has given us the ability to be one as he and the Father are one. Yes, we have conflict about practice and doctrine, but let us be like Christ and pray for unity in the church so that we might be able to share the light of Christ to the nations and gather more to the kingdom of God. We pray this in the name of the triune God, in the name of the Father who loves us, of the Son who died and rose for us, and the Holy Spirit who brings us to the righteousness of God. Amen. Please stand for the offertory.